What's up, guys? It's your girl Kamara A. Unique, the founder of Kamara A. Unique Beauty, but the host of the More Than Just Makeup podcast. I am so happy to be here. It's been a while. Y'all don't hate me, okay? Don't. I need you to just give me some grace, y'all. Give me some grace. Give your girl some grace. There's been some things that's just been, it's been real over here. It's been some things that's been having me feeling like, ooh, child, is all I could say. But I was talking to my friend Letitia, and she says, girl, just get on and just record. Just hit the record button and just speak. It doesn't have to be something that's polished. And I think that this first one, it's okay for it to not be as, polished and as like perfect, as I would say. It doesn't have to be that way because I'm not perfect, you know? And plus, I think that having the authenticity of, I'm still getting to figure out this podcasting thing, y'all, but I do believe that God has given me something to speak on and to speak about. And I thank you guys for journeying with me and still sticking around and not leaving and for still listening and waiting and hoping that it will launch again. And so I am cleaning up the podcast a lot and just preparing for some guests and some people that I am inviting to come and speak. I have a few friends that I invited to come by because I feel like all of my friends are pretty dope and lit. And so I want to introduce them to you guys and share that. But first things first, I want to just basically talk about some of the things that I've been up to. I feel like I've been in transition the last 4 years, and I feel like that's all this podcast has been about, is me just transitioning and then transitioning again and then transitioning again and again and again and again and again. And I have transitioned again. But it's been a great transition. It's been a wonderful transition of just feeling, I think I'm more mature in this process of my latest transition, that my reactions are a bit mature. Now, I had a little meltdown this weekend. I did. I cried a little bit. I cried a couple times. But I can honestly say that my trust in God didn't waver. It still stayed pretty much like, okay, this is hurting my feelings. I don't like what it feels like, but I'm gonna trust you, you know? And so I, that's what I've been doing. I've just been trusting in him. Let me turn my light up a little bit and have it facing me a little bit more so you guys can really see me on. There we go. That looks more cute. And so I'm noticing a little bit about myself that I am more mature in my walk with Christ. And through that maturity has brought a lot of clarity for me, a lot of clarity in how I react towards others, how I react towards myself, and how I react towards Jesus. Because what I'm not doing anymore is blaming Jesus for any of the things that's happening in my life, you know? Let me turn this light down because now it's irritating my eyeballs. And now it's too dark. Okay, right there. That's good. And so what I'm no longer doing is blaming Jesus for any of the things that I have, that I've been experiencing. I am pretty much just in this place of like, all right, Lord, we in this together, rather than me feeling like I'm doing this on my own, because I'm not. Last year was a very difficult year. And I think that being hit with that, with the strike, the writer's strike, I didn't realize how much of a celebrity makeup artist I was once the writer's strike hit. And in that process of the writer strike happening, I launched my More Than Just Makeup Academy, which is a makeup school and academy for makeup artists that want to do beauty and business with the Lord. And I am so grateful that I said yes and that I did it, because my experience was revolutionary for me. My experience reminded me that I have grown so much that I was able to look at others elevating and doing great things with God through the program and through the experience that they had with me, that I could be a proud auntie, be a proud makeup auntie, rather than looking at anybody that was doing great things with a side eye and wondering why it's not happening for me. Because I'm just at a place where I am confident and very secure with the transition that I'm in. And I feel like my transition is just something that is different. Like, I don't think that I'm going to be doing makeup for too long. And I'm 100% okay with that, because that's been what I've been desiring. I've been desiring to find other ways and to get my joy back. And makeup has not been joyful for me anymore. Now hear me out. Like, I'm still going to touch a face. I'm still going to work with some people and still going to experience them and still be in beauty in some kind of, in many ways, of course, because, you know, I have my beauty line and everything. But I have finally come to agreement of what the new thing that God is doing in me and through me. I've finally come into agreement of, like, okay, this is my process. This is my plan. This is His plan, not mine. This is His plan for my life. And I am finally, I've never been through a grief in a way where this has been my grief experience. Grieving the idea of where I thought I should be as an artist compared to where I'm at today, and grieving, wondering if I'm letting go of so much things and if I'm actually giving up rather than just falling in line to God's divine process and plan. And I don't think that we speak often about grieving the next thing, like grieving while you're walking into the new thing, but also grieving the things that you loved and that you know, that you grew in and that you became. I've been a makeup artist for 14 years, maybe longer, honestly. It's probably been longer. And I've given my all. I've served, I have received, I've experienced joy, I've experienced pain, I've gained people, I've lost a lot. But I am in this place where now I want to give to artists. I want to pour back into others. I want to pour into the people that God has called me to, and just see them flourish and do great and do wonderful things and experience God's glory through what they desire when it comes to the beauty industry. Because I think it's time for the new people. It's time for the new, right? It's time for all things new in all of us. And so with my yes to God, I got to see one of my amazing artists that I mentor do a makeup class two makeup classes in Nigeria. And it felt so exciting and so wonderful to see her stand in the purpose of what God has called her to do. And I was just so grateful that she knew how to, one, honor herself, honor God's word over her life, but also she knew how to honor me and to make me, and just to remind me that I was doing what God called me to do. And I was in the right place at the right time for us to connect. And I think I was in the right place at the right time emotionally and spiritually and mentally for us to connect. I am also excited that God is allowing me and leading me to speak more and to share more of His word and share more of what He's doing. So I will be speaking on a faith-based conference. I'm keynoting, actually, you guys. Like, somebody trust me to keynote a conference. And I'm literally like, I ain't never keynote no conference, but I guess you gotta do it. You gotta do it once in order for it to be done again, right, Lord? Thank you, Jesus. And so I am keynoting the FaithCon conference this weekend, and it's online, and the tickets are super affordable. So if you guys are interested, I'm going to link it below. I'm gonna link it in the show notes for you guys to see, so you can get your tickets and come through and support the conference. I think it's going to be amazing, and I believe that what God has given me to speak on is kind of similar to what I'm talking about now. But it is going to be pretty good. And some of the women that are speaking, well, not some, all of the women that are speaking have really great stories and testimonies. And I think it'll be a wonderful, uplifting experience so that you can carry out your new year fully in what God has called you to do, and do it in excellence. I think one of the things I've learned is to do the things that I'm doing in excellence. I have noticed that a lot of the things that God has given me to birth, I did not grow them in excellence because I was struggling with my belief in that thing. I was struggling with if I believed in God actually having his hand on the thing that he has called me to do. And then I saw my mentor, Prophetess Asha McDermott. She came out with her book called The Prophet Within. And it is the way that she demonstrated the book, the way that she let the book out, released the book, and she did her, you know, her signings and all of that was just so inspiring to me that I was like, you know what? If she can do it, and sometimes it's like that, like sometimes it's seeing the person that God has called you to be mentored by, seeing them do that thing that makes you feel like, you know what, if she can do it, I can do it. And that's exactly what your mentor is supposed to do for you. Your mentors are called to make you like see your greatness, you know, like see that you can actually, like, if this person can push through and can do something because you know they got some stuff going on, like some things that they're struggling with, but if they can push past that and still do what God has called them to do, then why can't you? And I am grateful that I was able to see that through her and see that and experience that with her, that I was able to just say, you know what, I'm going to try. And the Lord called, like, woke me up last night, yesterday morning, and was just like, what if you just tried? What if you just tried to believe again? What if you just tried to trust me again? What if you just tried to move forward on the things that I called you to do? What if you just tried? And so I tried. I got up and I Googled a few bookstores, and I got accepted into a bookstore yesterday. So my book, Love Letters to My Daughters, is in a bookstore now. And that's so huge. Like, I literally was like, God, you know what? You're funny, but you're also so kind and so generous and just so merciful. The Lord is truly merciful. And I cannot lie that I'm not grateful for his mercy and grace, because this is like what it feels like and what it means to fully walk in the fullness of grace and mercy. Because I thought God was like, girl, bye, I'm done with you. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I literally thought the Lord was like, I'm over you, girl. But of course, that's a lie from the pit of hell, because that's not how God speaks. He's never going to be like, I'm over you, I'm done with you. Like, even with, you know, even when Jesus, you know, told, get thee behind me, Satan, to Peter, he still was like telling Peter how much he cared about him and loved him, right? You know? So Jesus knows when it's the enemy speaking through you. And he knows when it's not, right? And so he knows how to show us in love. And so today I got dressed up. I'm wearing this silver, for you guys that's listening and for you guys that's watching on the YouTube, I'm wearing this silver getup that I had on, the sequins outfit that I wore. I actually wore this on New Year's and didn't get any pictures in it. So I was like, oh, I'm wearing this to the shoot today, because I was shooting to celebrate my brand, a few other things. My brand, Kamara A Unique Beauty, is celebrating 5 years this year. Like, my beauty line is 5 years old, you guys. I have a five-year-old baby. So I went and I got cupcakes, I got balloons, and I got a whole bunch of things, and I called my girl Rose, and I went to Sherelle to get a little quick little zhuzh zhuzh, and I put some makeup on. I haven't had makeup on in about a month. And I put some makeup on. I almost forgot how to wear my makeup, but I put some makeup on real quick, and I got dressed and ready and did some pictures. And so I can't wait for you guys to see those pictures, because in the 5 years that I've had my brand, I have never did like a birthday post for it, which is odd and weird. But I also think that is just because that imposter syndrome and just feeling like you got a brand, but do you really got a brand, girl? do they really, you know, like all those questions in your head, and is like, maybe this will be the year that it doesn't flourish and I close it. Maybe this year, like just speaking death over it. And it's crazy, because I was speaking to my friend Felita Harris, who is a fashion genius, by the way. We were on the phone together, and we were talking about just those imposter syndrome thoughts. And just instead of speaking of, like, let's say you made a phone call, she gave me an example of, like, let's say I make a phone call and I call somebody and they didn't answer. And the first thing she said, you know, you go to your thoughts and you think like, oh, they don't want to talk to me, or they don't want to help me, or they don't care about what's going on with me. And she says, what if you actually stopped and made it a thought of, instead of that they don't want to do it, but actually they did see my call. They do want to speak to me. They do want to help me. But at this moment, they're probably handling motherhood and fatherhood, or they're handling something with their family, or maybe they're on vacation with their family and they just want to put the phone down for a second so they can be intentional, because who knows, maybe that person's husband is saying, I need you to spend more time with me, and they need to make a choice, either to be on the phone with you and have that conversation, or to have that conversation with the person that they're married to, right, and that they love. Or maybe their children are saying, Mom, I need more time with you, and they can't pick up. But it's okay, because when they do get the time, they think, let me call Kamara. Let me hit up Felita. Let me hit up this person. And I said, you know, it's so crazy when we just shift our perspective of thinking that everything that I want wants me, right? Everything that God has for me is going to come to pass. Everything that God, that is a desire in my heart, God would not have placed that in my heart if he was not going to do it for me. He would not tease me with these things. Everything that you know, just thinking of us, like, it's just more of affirming yourself and affirming your process rather than speaking death over it. It's time for us to now speak life. And so I challenge you guys to speak life over the things that God has called you to do. Like, speak life over everything in the morning. Like, God, I thank you that this is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in this day. And I ask you, Father God, to walk with me throughout this day. Even if you haven't gotten my book yet, I think you should, because this book really helps on helping with affirmations. And today, while I'm going back to the book now, but today I'm jumping all over the place, but all of it is going to be pieced together. But today, while I was like taking pictures with the book, I just randomly opened the book, and it opened to week number 28, and it's called He Turned It Around For You. And we meditate on 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and it says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And the love letter that the Lord wrote me for this week was, my dearest daughter, get excited, jump for joy, and sing a song of praise. You may think that you haven't accomplished much, but I am here to remind you that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. Seeking me and believing in my word is enough to shout for joy that you are indeed an overcomer. Some days I want you to shout and praise me for the work that I am doing behind the scenes, and this helps me keep the momentum in pushing you to your next experience with me. Having assurance about the things unseen takes faith. So in this season, don't give up. If it looks like things are falling apart, know that I am working and stitching things back together to work for your good. Hard times are small compared to the many good things I have done and will do for you. So join me in jumping for joy and getting excited because I am doing a new thing in you and through you. Love your father. Read 1 Thessalonians 5:18 and meditate on it. You know, and I think it's time for us to start to jump for joy on the things that we know God is working out for us and planning for our lives. Because if we just continue to sit and think that God is not moving and working, we will start to see the bad. And I'm saying this from my own experience. It's been really, really difficult to shift my perspective and to see the good in every area of my life because I have been so focused on the negative, the attacks, the mental, the physical, the every attack that's been coming. It's been like one blow after the next. And finally, I just said to myself, like, do I really believe that I have a really big God? Because if I don't believe that I have a really big God, I have a really big God. A very, very big God. Oh, he's always on my heart. He's always on my, I don't even know the words, but a very big God. That song is fire, by the way. It's a good song. It's a Nigerian song. You know, Nigerian worship be fire. Okay. But, if I don't believe that I have a very big God, then it's kind of like, why am I doing this walk? It's like, I am basically being a liar. And I don't want to continue to lie about the walk. The walk is not pretty, but the walk is worth it. You know, the walk has been very much so worth it. And on top of that, I'm celebrating 7 years of finding Jesus, y'all. I found Jesus he found me. You know, the Lord snatched me up, burned down a witch's altar for me 7 years ago. And we had a couple of tussles. I've tussled with the Lord a bit, you know, walked with a little bit of a limp, but it's been really worth it. It's been worth it because I sincerely enjoy the woman that I am today. I love me so much more than I could have ever imagined. And it's all because of Jesus. Like, it's literally, it sounds so cliche, but it's literally all because of Jesus. And of course, because of he sent some really great people to be in my life that's helped me with my transition and my maturing and growing up, you know, and has checked me and told me, girl, get your life. And so it's been wonderful. And then another thing I do daily is I write in this gratitude journal that I've gotten, but I have a friend named Alice Ludwig, and she has a gratitude journal for Christ, and it's all Jesus-centered, and it's on Amazon. Her name is Alice Ludwig. I'm going to put that down in the comments. But this particular journal asked me, like, what are some of the traits and the qualities of myself that I'm thankful for? And I like that it reminds me these things. So I try to do this like maybe like every day. And I am all about finishing and doing things and reading books and really investing in my mind, investing in my brain, and investing in learning from people that inspire me and people that I like. And one of the people that I love and like is Nicole Walters. So I am reading her book, and it's called Nothing Is Missing. And it's a memoir of living boldly. And I'm basically pretty much done with this book. It's a very thick book, but a super easy read. And this book really gave me a lot of ideas when it came to my business and my brand and how I wanted to show up for it. I didn't know that she was a blogger before. And before she became, she's like a blogger slash, I don't know. She's pretty dope. I don't know what she does. I'm not gonna lie. But I got the book, and I really enjoy the fact that, you know, the way she shared how she built up her brand and how she strategized her way into Wheel of Fortune. And I could talk about like how I strategize my way into many things and never really share about like the entrepreneur that I am. And I need, it's like, I can actually teach on entrepreneurship and teach on building an efficient business. I've been an entrepreneur for like 20 years. I've been an entrepreneur for like 20 years, y'all. I started as a jewelry designer, and I would design rosaries and jewelry, earrings and rings, and I would sell in boutiques in Brooklyn and in the city. And a lot of celebrities wore my stuff too. And that's kind of also how I kind of transitioned into makeup. But I then got into makeup because it wasn't being efficient for me. And I was just like, okay, I got to get something else because my hands, it was hurting my hands. And I went into something else that was using my hands, by the way. So it's like, but I'm so grateful that I did that because I was a model years ago. I used to be a model for some makeup artists, some of the makeup artists that y'all love now. I was a model for a lot of their brands and photography shoots. And I was a hype hair model. And I would do, I would do music videos and all types of things. But I remember that I kind of like went to a Maury show, and I was on a Maury show before, like, is she a man or a woman? I am a woman, but it was fun to do that show. I'm not gonna lie. So there are things that I have done to get awareness for my brand and awareness for people to know who I am and to know me. And that's how I became kind of like a public figure, where it was easy for me to, you know, become known for the thing that I do, especially as a makeup artist. It was always something that was just, what God always wanted to do in me. And so I think it's time for me to look back at those things. And I share this to be vulnerable with you guys, but also to inspire you to look back at all the things that you've experienced and that you've transitioned through, and to take those things and rejoice in that. Rejoice in those transitions. Rejoice in the times where you made immature decisions. But what did you learn from those decisions that you can teach another person on? What did you experience through those transitions that you can use to, implement, like you can use it to add to your current business or your current situation? What are those things that God used in you from before that is helping you for your now? And this is for any creative, even if you're a makeup artist, like, what are those things? What is a now faith, that now thing that God has done, that God is asking you to do, that you need, that you're feeling like you're not ready for, but you're more than capable and more than ready to try and to do it again? And so I just wanted to just share that and leave you guys here with that and say thank you so much. And I'm going to end this podcast. And I think I'm just ending it so weird. You guys, don't judge me. I'm working on this. Okay. I'm going to try to do this more often, that I can like actually make a podcast that is making more sense. But I hope that it did make sense. And if you did, and if it spoke to you, I would ask that you just leave a comment, subscribe, and send to a friend. The comments really help, because it really helps me to know that it did resonate with you. And I thank you guys for being in this journey with me. A lot of you guys have been with me since the beginning of Instagram, when I first started. And a lot of you guys have watched me grow, and you've been watching me grow into the woman that I've becoming. And I think I'm finally at the place where I have accepted. Wow. I think I'm finally at the place where I have accepted the woman that I have become. And I like her. You know, she is not combative. She is still loving. She is disciplined. She is getting up to pray when God calls her. She knows when to encourage another and to speak life. She's the founder of a 5-year-old baby. She is an author, a writer that is in bookstores and is sold also on Amazon. She is a daughter of God and a good friend, and she's amazing. And I'm dope. And I'm finally at this place where I could actually say that without feeling like, oh my God, is somebody going to think that I'm too, I'm being all about myself and being vain? I'm not being vain. One of the things about me is I'm not vain. And I think that's why God has called me to beauty, because I could go without makeup and just be like, whatever, y'all, like, y'all gonna get this. You gonna get it the way it is. Because I think one of the things about me is I've always worked on the beauty from the inside. And I'm here for that. And I think that's what I want to teach and share with people, of like how you can really just look at yourself and see your beauty through the eyes of the Lord, right? Anyway, but I am so grateful for this podcast and for you guys that's been with me. And I am going to get it together. I know I said this before. I did. So I know some of y'all probably don't trust me no more. And it's okay. I understand. But if you do still trust me and you can resonate with the fact that I've been through some things that's really kind of try to take your girl out, I pray that you guys will show me grace and show me love, and that you will DM me and tell me how it spoke to you. You can even email me and let me know, girl, I really needed this podcast today. Thank you so much. You can do all of those things through Christ that strengthens you to encourage your sis today. And I'm your sis. I need that encouragement. So please do that. And until next time. And I don't know when next time is going to be. So I'm not going to give you another date and say, okay, I'm going to be here every week. I'm going to be here every month. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it might be a weekly thing. It may be, because I do have some friends that are coming over so that we can have a cocktail, well, a mocktail and conversation. Because I found a really good champagne. Well, not champagne, but non-alcoholic champagne. And it's fire. And I'll link that too. So, you know, we'll have a little bubbly, a little girl time. And the next one might be just me by myself. I don't know. Don't trust me, but don't hold me to any, don't hold me to anything, okay? But anyway, y'all, I thank you guys. I appreciate you. I love you. And I am going to sign off now, because my iPhone just told me that I ain't got no more storage, and I was supposed to be filming for YouTube, and now it's going to be a mess. It's still going up though. Anyway, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Follow me on TikTok. Follow me on Instagram. I love you guys, and I'm out. Okay? Peace.